You know, you really have to have a relationship with God when you're talking about make it do what it do.
Amen.
And that's not to be disrespectful in any way. It's just to say that my faith, it ought to do what it do. John chapter 11, verses 14 through 17. If there's one thing that we all share, one thing that we all have in common, one thing we all experience, and that is conflict. By conflict, I refer to when things rub together and friction come about. Sometimes we know that with conflict, if you rub too much, it'll spark a fire.
Amen.
There's nothing like funerals to start a fire. You know, you African American people can really trip out at a funeral. I mean, you go to a funeral and you spend one moment crying and say, "Oh, he's gone. I want to go with him." Then the next moment is, "How much money he has?" So you go to the funeral, and after the funeral, you come back to the church, and that's when it really starts. You're sitting around and you're eating chicken and good collard greens, macaroni and cheese. And then people begin to talk. Aunt Rose to tell Ricky that he really was adopted. Charles discovered that Aunt Carrie really is his mother. Then there's Don.
Yes.
Don thought Uncle Pete really was his uncle. Only to discover that's really Daddy right there. Funerals have a way of bringing out the very worst in a family. And so you spend the day after the funeral and the year after the funeral still dealing with some stuff that came out at the funeral. And I know we sometimes want to go and put our head in the sand and in the closet because you think that's only happening in your family. It happens in every family, irregardless of race. It's just the nature of people.
Now,
I want to show you this morning that it even happened in Jesus' family. Now, Jesus' mother, Mary, had a sister named Martha. And those two were totally different. Their life was just a conflict. Where Mary would sit around and Mary is really nice and calm and quiet. But Martha, on the other hand, Martha liked to raise up something. You know what I mean? And so all of us have a Martha in our family. Martha is the person who she thinks everything, the whole family, is centered around her. And every family has a Martha. The Martha is always the bully in the family. No, don't look to your left there. Maybe your cousin. Don't look to your right. Come on. I want you to make it. Martha thinks that everybody in the family is afraid of her. So she thinks that when she speaks, you better move. And she's always trying to be manipulative, always trying to get somebody on her side, trying to divide everybody. I'm still talking about Jesus' family. Jesus, the Bible, John chapter 11, verses number 11, Jesus' family. Now, if that's Jesus' family, what makes you think your family is any different.
That's right.
If Jesus experienced the same thing in his family, do you really think that your family won't have conflicts in it?
All right.
Now, conflicts by nature are designed to take you from one place to the next, not to stop you and or to disconnect you.
All right.
A conflict is designed to sharpen you, to make you better, to mature you, to raise you up to the next level.
All right.
So how you deal with conflict determines how long you're going to stay in the family feud and how you're going to come out.
All right.
And so Jesus' mother and auntie, Mary and Martha, they were sitting there and Jesus was off doing one of these godly things. He's somewhere preaching. And so the two sisters sent word for Jesus, and what they said is, in essence, Jesus, you better come home quickly.
That's right.
Because at this junction in verse number 3,
yes,
Lazarus is sick.
Yes, yes.
He's not dead yet.
That's right.
He's sick.
Yes.
Now, the word sick has to do with impotent.
All right.
Impotent is what a man experiences. Am I talking to somebody this morning? You've been praying, asking God something. God showing up in the life of everybody but you. And you say, no, Jesus, wrong address, baby. I'm standing right here where you last heard from me. Why aren't you going to show up in my life? See, sometimes Jesus doesn't show up. He stays where he is. He continues to do what he's doing because he's glad that something is happening in your life. Come as he wants to. He says now to his disciples, well, let us continue in the ministry.
Yes.
Now, I can only imagine if you call me and you ask me to come to the hospital and I don't show up because I want to continue in the ministry. I wonder, will you ever come back to Life Changing Church? Oh, no. And then the Bible declares that Jesus stayed there for several days after. Ooh, y'all remember Martha. Now Martha is smoking at this point.
Yes, Lord.
Because Martha is saying, Mary, you ain't raised your child right. Why that 32-year-old man or 31, however he was at that age, why he didn't listen to you? Why he didn't show up when you came or when you called him? And so I'm sure what Martha said, I bet my child, he'll show up if I call my child. You ever met some folks like that? Oh, my child wouldn't do that. 2 years later, your child killed somebody and did work. And you still come out what your child won't do. You don't know what nobody do. You don't even know what you'll do. So Jesus is still taking his time. And then we jump down to verse number 14.
All right, now.
Then said Jesus unto them plainly, Lazarus is dead. Which is to say, Jesus didn't move when they asked him to move. And so here comes Jesus showing up later. Now, when you begin to go through something, when you begin to go through pain, P-A-I-N-E, I want you to understand about this pain thing. And that is, in the midst of going through pain, there's always a purpose.
That's right. That's right.
The Bible declares in Romans chapter 8, 28, it says, now, all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord and is called according to his purpose. Now, Lazarus' death was according to his purpose. The hell that you're going through is according to his purpose. The folk that walked out of your life is according to his purpose. The past you build is according to his purpose. The rejection is according to his purpose. Hold on, because all things work together. I don't know how, but he's going to work this thing out. For 3 days.
All right now.
So, if the Spirit stays in Reggie for 3 days,
all right,
if Jesus showed up in 2 days, well, the Spirit was already there.
That's right.
I don't know if that's a miracle.
All right,
but if he shows up in 4 days,
all right,
when it's day, it's a miracle. Somebody is on day number 5 and day number 10. And you're number 5. And you're number 10. for the good. And because it's all working together,
all right, man,
you got to work it. See, the Bible declares that faith is what you believe in your heart.
That's right.
Now, I know what it looks like, but I got to work that thing.
Yeah.
I know what my situation is, but I got to work what I got.
Yeah.
I know that God has given me everything I need in my hand.
Yeah.
I may not have what she has, but I got what I need in my hand.
Yeah.
It may not look like what he got, but it's mine what I got in my hand. I got to work a little stuff that God has in my hand. See, somebody said a little water and a little meal will make some good bread somewhere. I may not have sex, baby, but I'm going to work myself out. My ministry may not look like your ministry, but I'm going to get this man of being and mix it with this right here. And I'm going to work what I got, baby. You got to work what you got. Work what's in your hand. So he says, Lazarus. Lazarus. So he said, in essence, I allowed Lazarus to die because I got a purpose in mind. He moves from purpose to number two, authority. Now in verse number 15, I don't know about you, but let me tell you. Sometimes I read my Bible just throw me. What you mean? Lazarus died, and then you said, and I'm glad. What you mean? My bill's past due. Oh, Tony, I'm trying to show you something. No, show me next week. I need some bill money today. Y'all don't get holy on me. You playing with God, he's coming, he's trying to stretch your faith. Says in verse number 15, I am glad. Now I just told you, Mary and Martha said, that my brother died. And I love my brother. 2 years older than I am. Been knowing him all my life. And you say, he's dead.
And you're glad.
Come on now. Come on. My bill's past due. Well, Tony, I'm working out something in your life. Don't need it. And so what he's trying to show you, from purpose to authority. Genesis 1:26, God gave us dominion. He gave us power. He gave us authority over everything. I don't care what you're going through, you need to understand you got that power over your situation. He says, I'm glad for your sake. I don't need no sakes right now, Jesus. I'm glad for your sakes that I was not there. Listen, Jesus, get real holy. Then he says, to the intent, you may believe. You see that? Is that in your Bible? To the intent, ye may believe. So in other words, you're taking me through all this. Just so I can believe? It's, you get it. But it's painful. That's all right, but I got purpose for you. But God, stop playing. I'm not playing. I'm moving you somewhere.
Hallelujah.
this morning think that God has left you. Because your situation is too crazy. And God is saying, for your intent, I'm allowing it to happen. You mean, God, this crazy stuff? Yeah. For your intent. And what I'm trying to do is that I'm trying to stretch your faith. Point number three this morning is this, illumination. Notice he moves from purpose to authority to illumination. Now, illumination is when you show something.
Yeah.
So he's saying, I'm allowing you to go through all of this so I can give you a revelation as to who I am. See, if you know who he is, you can stay quiet in your storm. If you know who he is, then you understand that he's still got his hands on me. If you understand who he is, you understand that even after 4 days and somebody said it's dead, he's saying, I can make that thing come up again. If you understand who he is, you know it doesn't make a difference how bad it looks, because God is getting ready to show me something. That's the illumination. That's the revelation. I heard from God. Up to something. I don't know what he's doing. Don't know where he's going to move from. But I know he's up to something in my life. Because I know that all things work together. And I know in the meantime, he's going to keep me. In the meantime, he's going to hold me. I know that no weapon that is formed against me shall prosper. In the meantime, I know he's got a purpose for me. In the meantime, I know he's going to sustain me. Is when God begins to move and God begins to show. And he says, I did this so that you'll believe. I did this to increase your faith. Now he says, I did all this so that I can increase your faith. Now I'm going to jump somewhere to verse number 22 and then we're going to close. That is, God said through Jesus Christ, I'm going to allow this thing to happen. And he says, okay, watch this. I'm going to allow it to happen so I can increase your faith. So what you're going through, God is trying to increase your faith. That's the only reason you're going through it. It's not because God is mad. It's not because Satan has the power. It's not because they're hating on you and they're winning. No, baby, ain't nobody winning nothing. God is still in control. Don't worry about your haters. Don't worry about that. God is saying, I'm still winning right now. Doesn't look like it, but you got to know. I got an intent in mind. I'm up to something right now. So God allowed all this stuff to happen. And then look around. Here it is. Lazarus is dead. Now, Lazarus is dead. And the Bible declares that now that Lazarus is dead, jump down to verse number 22. And what Jesus declared is that he's dead right now. But what I want you to know, I allowed him to die. I allowed it to die in your life so that you can know that in verse number 22, that is even now.
Even now.
You get it?
Yes.
Even now.
Even now.
It's there. The relationship is there. My health is there. And Jesus is saying, and I allowed it to happen. I allowed every bad thing in your life to happen.
Have mercy, Jesus.
And you're looking at me. And you're saying, Lord, why? Because I don't understand that. And he says, even now. Did you get that? He moves from purpose to authority to illumination.
All right now.
To the right now.
Right now.
You get it?
Yeah.
The right now.
Right now.
Do you know who I am right now? He's a right now God. He's a right now God. He's an all-time God. He's a bridge over your trouble world. He's a battle line in the sky. You gotta know him right now. In the midst of your passion, he's a right now God. He says, I allowed you to go through. But even now, I know how bad it looks, but even now, I'm still God. Even right now, in the midst of your ugliness, I'm still God. See, you're in a place right now.
faith, because you increase your faith through hearing the word of the Lord.
come on.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
We want to extend an invitation to someone this morning.
Thank you, Lord.
And that invitation is for you to allow your faith to do what it does.